We ended off last time with the Chumra, the Ramah, the end of Kofsani Ches Aleph, that even though, technically speaking, even Midrabanan, a Chatzitza al Miyut Sheina Makbid is not a problem. Nevertheless, the Ramah says that L'chachila, a woman should not be Taveles, even with something that's not Chotzeit Mikra Adin, Zera Atid Ramah Chotzeit. And we discussed the comment that that Ramah is really based on a Gosh Shari Dura, which according to Rav Avadia, really belongs at the end of Sif Beis in the context of loose fitting objects as opposed to just anything that's a Miyashen and Makbid. And others point out that no, the Ramah may well have extracted his Chumrah in the context of any Dover Shein Chotzeis from the Gosh Shari Dura's context. But either way, Lemaisa, that Chumrah is extended to any situation or Dover Shein Chotzeis, even if it's a Miyashen and Makbid. And we noted that some Rishonim have more explicit language of reflecting such a minhag, not to allow l'chachila any type of chatzitza. The Aruch HaShulchan does point out in Sif Yutes that, bottom line, the Ramah is still a chumrah, and therefore in a situation in which it's impossible to fulfill this chumrah of the Ramah, a situation of refuah or something of the like, then you don't have to be machmir, all things being equal. The Piskei Das quotes from Rav Yashiv, what happens, we'll talk about this more in some more specific context as we go on through the siman, but what happens if you have a woman who comes to the mikvah and she has something which is not chatzitz mikra din, it's a miyashein makbid, but she doesn't want to take it off, despite the chumrah of the Ramah. So he quotes from Rav Yashiv that if the woman is not going to go to the mikvah otherwise, then it's okay to look the other way, to allow her to be taveles, even if she's not prepared to accept this chumrah of the Ramah. The Ramban has a related comment, which is the final halacha in the Ramban Hilchos Nida, just a counterbalancing perspective, if you will. The Ramban writes, this is Perek Tes Os Kafe. It's not against the Ramah, but it's just a slightly different perspective, which is also true. Midine Chatzitza Lo tov hayos adam machmir yos midai. That a person shouldn't be unduly machmir when it comes to chatzitzas. Umechapes achar asvekos lisol tvilas v'davar kal. Person shouldn't be looking for chumras or looking for situations that you could passel a tvila. Ki imke neilu davar sof. If you're going to have that kind of OCD mentality, then there won't be any end to it. As long as a woman does everything that's prescribed, she does a proper chafifa, she does a proper srika, she does a proper rechitza, and hot water, she does everything that we prescribe her to do in advance in preparation for the tefillah. And she's careful not to touch anything that could create a chatzitza after she does all the preparations. And she has a proper posture for tefillah. Lo yachnis adam rosha b'sveikos hachamuros asher ein lan keitz v'sof. So a person shouldn't then try to rack their mind to think, oh, maybe I missed something, or maybe there's something that really was a chatzitza that he wasn't aware of, because then you go crazy. Kigon asmei neha b'yoser, karsus efse b'yoser, mishar sveikos. Maybe a woman's going to think, we'll talk about probably next time, asmei neha. So maybe her eyes were too tight, maybe her lips were too tight. It's hard. So if you're going to try to figure out how tight is tight, then you're going to go crazy doing that. So the Ramban says, as long as you do what halacha prescribes as far as the preparations, you're careful not to come to contact with any davar chutzis after the preparations, then you shouldn't go crazy to think in your mind, maybe you missed something, or maybe something was shelo kedin. You should be normal about it. Okay. So we began, and this again is Sif Aleph, with the hierarchy that Midrabanan, or Mihalach L'Moshe Misina rather, the Chatzitz is a problem first on a level of Kulah HaMakbid, and then Migzera, Miyash Eina Makbid, or Rov HaMakbid. We discussed a little bit the different Lashonos and Rashi as to what is the focus of Kepeda. But now let's talk about the Machlokes Rishonim. How do we define Kepeda? Do we define Kepeda based on the individual in a question? Do we define Kepeda based on the rove of people in that situation? And do we say Butla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam? So the Beis Yosef presents this as a Machlokes between the Rashba and the Rabban and the Rambam. Neither are 100% explicit, although they're basically, I think, strongly mashma in either direction. To begin with, the Torah writes in the beginning of Siman Kuf Sadi Ches that if you have a situation where the Derech Ha'olim is to be makbid, most women would be makbid in with a certain type of chazitza. Even if this woman herself is not makpedes, then we say Bala Daita Eitzel Kol Adam. Right? The rove of women in this situation are makbid. So even if this woman is not makbid, bala daito eitzel kol adam, and you treat this as a chatzitza. Okay. And that is that part is explicit in the Rashba. What about the other direction? What if you have a situation where rove of the olam is not makbid, but this woman is makbid? So most people couldn't care less, but this woman happens to care. So do you say bala daita eitzel kol adam even lakula? So if we follow the rove here is not makbid. So that's not a if you follow the rove is not makbid. That's not a chazisa. This woman is makbid, right? So do we say now, okay, you have to be makbid that she herself is makbid? Or do we say, no, that if the rove is not makbid, then they're baladaita eitzel kol adam. So the Beis Yosef understands that in the Rashba, that even in that case, baladaita eitzel kol adam, in both directions, even in the case where she is the makpedes, we would still say, lukula baladaita eitzel kol adam, even if she's makbid, we don't care about her own feelings. And if the rove is not makbid, then it's not considered a chazitza. So he points out that's the mashmaus of the Rashba. It's explicit, Rabbi Morgenstern points out, in the Sefer Yireyim. Sefer Yireyim, Perek Yud Beis, Oth Yud Beis, to do that's explicit, you say, Bala Daita Eitzel Kol Adam, even Le Kula. And the Beis Yosef understood within the Rambam, that the Rambam is Machmir, that you don't say, Bala Daita Eitzel Kol Adam Le Chumra, and therefore if a woman herself is Machpedes, even if no one else is, then you have to treat that as a Chatzitza. How does he understand this in the Rambam? So the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav, writes as follows. Beis Tesvav. Shtei Sa'aros Gesundheit. Oh, yes, sir. Shall you Keshurin Ka'achas, Kesher Achas? So you have two or more hairs that are tied into a knot together. That's not considered a chatzitza because the water can get through those knots. Okay, that's the Gemara of Nima Achas on Samich Zayin Amibes. Sara Achas Shenikshara Chotzetzes. If it's only one hair that's tied into itself, that is a chatzitza. V'hu sheyehei makbid aleha. As long as you're makbid on it. Avalim eino makbid aleha, but if you're not makbid on it, also a tefila, then that's a good tefila. Achia rov sa'ara kasher nima nima v'nei atzma. Unless, it's not going to be chazitza, unless you have rov. If you have rov, then that's definitely going to be a chazitza. So it says the Beis Yosef that this situation of sa'ara achas, that's a situation where most people arguably are not going to be makbid. Most people wouldn't care if there's a single knot in their hair. And the fact her caring is enough to create a problem, hushi emakbid aleha, meaning this person individually, that indicates that we don't say baladaita lakula. So even if rove people aren't makbid, if this woman is makbedes, as far as she's concerned, it's going to be considered a chatzitza. So that's how the Beis Yosef presents this as a machlokes, the Rashba and the Rambam, whether you say baladaita eitzel kol adam, even Le-kula. There is a mashmos, Rabbi Morgenstern points out in the Ramban, that we say Baladaita Lechumra where there's a private kepeda. The Ramban is in Perek Tes, Os Yud Gimel. Parak Tes Osi Gimel, writes as follows. Afilu kol shehu chotzeis betfila. So even a little bit could be chotzeis, kesar. Hayal abatzek o zefes o dam yavesh o dam shenisrach bebas or afilu lach o chiyotze medor mechotzeis. Even if you just have a little bit of dough, a little bit of tar, a little bit of dry blood. Afilu tipa kachardal, even if it's the most infinitesimal amount. Imak pedas aleha, the dark alavira, if she is makbid on that and would normally remove it, lo asala tefila. Vim ein dark and shal nashim lahakbid bekach lo olam, asala tefila. If no one is ever going to be makbid about it, then it's okay. But it sounds like the flip is if it's in makpedas left, she's makpedas, vidarka lavira, lo asala tefila. It sounds like that if she is makpedas on something, even if rove people are not makbid, then you don't say baladaita etzel kol adam. And the Sidre Tara in in Sifkatan Hay says there's another indication in the Rambam that you don't say baladaita lakula. That's Perek Bey's Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, that if you have an area of the body that's normally covered, so there, if you have a chatzitza, it's going to be a problem unless she rinses it off. Because there you could have sweat, you could have dirt that accumulates and causes a chatzitza. That's by a married woman. But by a single woman, doesn't care about that so much, it's not chotzeitz. And then the Rambam here distinguishes between a man and a woman. So if it's all a function of the individual kapeda, it doesn't really make a difference if it's a man or a woman. Then it should all be dependent on if it's all dependent on rove, then it shouldn't make a difference if it's a man or a woman, you follow the rove. Otherwise, it sounds like we're concerned about the individual, even l'chum.
Doesn't that sound like you could just split it up into men or women?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It sounds like you could split it up into groups, like men and women.
So he says as follows.
Like you say with like a painter, or you say they're not makbid, and that's good.
Maybe rove men are not makbid, rove women are.
So he says like this. I'm sorry, no, he says the opposite. I'm sorry, he says as follows. That Shusa de Barna Beis Yosef lo yadati. He doesn't understand the gist of the Beis Yosef. Shekasov de Bedive Rambam yesh ladin. Demashma de lo tala dar el bik pe dasa. Where the Beis Yosef throw on the Rambam, that all depends on her kpeda, the individual. Avalim enema pedes, afbid chedar shar nashim lahakbid, lo chayit, de barsi di dozlin amein lakula bein lachumra. And we follow the individual, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, shalaka divrei Rashba. Says the Sidrei Tara, echa shalafarish kem divrei Rambam, dem kain, yispa Rambam k'blazer, da kol tali b'kpeda shalatovel, vein chila bein ishal isha. If it all depends on the individual, then there shouldn't be any distinction between men and women. Rambam pasak behadya per beiz mikvos, k'tana kamadra blazer, de mechala bein ishal isha. Ve'al karachach taima, den ashim darken l'hakbid, v'ashenken an ashim. That we go based on the rove, not based on the individual. So he says the opposite. I'm sorry. Right. He said that no, this Rambam sounds not the way. That we go based on the rove, and we don't go based on the individual, not like the Beis Yosef. Okay. How do we pass the halacha? So in Shulchan Aruch, this case of baladaita lakula, in a case where the rove people are not makbid, and this woman is makbid, not discussed explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at the Taz, Sivkat and Gimel. As all the Mechaber writes, is the majority case. Kevan shederach rovin the adam lahakbid alav chotzeitz, even if you're not makbid. But let's say you are makbid and the rov aren't makbid, that the mechaber doesn't address. Says the Tosaf Katan Gimel, Veisosim nistapek im shar b'nei adam eina makpidim zumak pedes. The Kasav Darkei Moshe, Debemordechai Kasav Behedya Shechotzeitz. Chen Kasav Marichami. So Darkei Moshe Kasav Mordechai, L'chumra, like the Beis Yosef quoted from the Rambam, or the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam, that you have to be machmir. You don't say baladaita lekula. What's the Mordechai? So the Lashon of Mordechai is im hi makpedes chotzeitz af b'miyut. That if this woman is makpedes, then even if it's a miyut on the body, and even if rov people of the world are not makbid, that's still considered to be a chatzitza. And the Shach points out in Sukkot and Yudalid that this is a psak of the Ramah a little bit later on. The Shach writes in Sukkot and Yudalid that that's basically the Mordechai that the Ramah paskins in Sif Yudalid by Tid Halach. And the Mechaber says Tid Hayavan, Tid Hayosrim, Tid Hadrachan, different types of cement. Hanimsa Sham Tamid, Afib Masachama, Kal Elu Chotzesim. V'shar Kal Tid Kishulach, Ena Chotzes, Shereyu Nimcha B'mayim Kishu Yavish Chotzes. So certain types of Tid are always Chotzes. And other types of tid, if they're moist, they're not chotzeitz because it's easily washed away. And the Ramah says, "Miu mihi makpedes afilu b'davar la chotzeitz." So she's makbid, even if rov people are not. That's chotzeitz. So the Shach points out this Ramah is that Mordechai that the Taz referred us to earlier, that the Darkei Moshe quotes, that indicates that your machmir, even if it's batla daita esol kol adam, that you still have even if. She's makbid. Most people are not. You still treat that as a chatzitza. Yeah.
Is this true regardless of how overwhelming the rov is?
Sounds like it. It's if you say, if you're not Avram with Baladaita, so even if you're the only person in the world, but we care about you, it doesn't make a difference what anyone else says. It's you yourself or makbid. You're the only person that counts. Vishvili nivra olam. Okay. So that's what it sounds like. We assume lalacha, what the Shach points out is this Ramah, and the Taz from the Darkei Moshe, that even if most people are not makbid, if an individual woman is makbid, makpedes, then that would be a problem of chatzitza. Okay. The Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Tesa Mikvos has the following case. Mikvos Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Elu chotzin ba'adam, the following constitute a chatzitza. Chutei tzemer, strands of wool, strings of wool, chute pishta and flax, haritsuas jebrashi abanos, and the straps that are put in the hair of young women. Rebbe Yehuda omer, shal tzemer v'shal sayar, if they're made out of wool or hair, enam chotzes hevenesha mayim ban behem, because they're loose, and the water goes under the knots, and therefore, or under the straps, therefore it doesn't constitute a chatzitza. Says the Ravid in Bali and Nefesh, Shar HaTevila, Perek Beis Osvav. Shar HaTevila, Perek Beis Osvav. The Ravid writes, quotes this Mishnah. Again, Tanakhama says, Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Pishta, and Ritzuos are Chotzeis. Says the Ravid, V'ikha Shalach. Chutei Tzemer, V'chutei Pishta, and Ritzuos, Shabarashi Abban, Samaycho, said, why is that so? Hello, mi uto shena makbidu. So you have a strand, or you have a strap, a string, made out of some foreign material that you wrap in the hair. It's miut, and it's shena makbid. So why is that a chatzitz? Says the Ravid, lo, the premise is wrong. Makpedesi, that's called kpeda. Why? Delo tema kol she'ena makbid ala b'shas tefila. Why would you think that it's not a kpeda? Because women never take it off when they go to the mikvah. They don't care about it. They keep it in their hair. So that's not what's kaveya. Al im takbid alav sha'achas, davar makbid alavu. That as long as a woman is going to be makbid not to keep it in her hair at some point, then that's considered a kapeda. She efshar shelo tavir osami al rosha, bishasha chafebet says rosha. Because a woman takes a shower, shampoos, cleans her hair, then she's going to remove the chutim. So even if a woman doesn't care that it's here now, if there's a point at which she does care, that's considered to be a chatzitza. V'cheina tabas shebiyada. Same thing, a woman has a ring on her finger. I'efsher shelo tavirenu v'shas halisha o v'shashi ofa m'vashalas. So even though she doesn't care whether it's on her finger now, but when she kneads dough, when she cooks, when she bakes, she's going to take it off her finger. So that's considered to be makbitz. Even if it's daita lahasir lacharzman, she's only going to remove it at some later point. She doesn't care that it's here now. The fact that at some point she would remove it constitutes a chatzitza. Yeah.
Does that include cases where a woman is removing something for only for halachic reasons? Like a woman who wears her wedding ring even when she showers, but due to the sedayim, she'll take it off just because that's a halacha?
Yeah, so let's hold on to that. We'll likely, yes, we'll get to similar situations hopefully soon. And if not, you'll come back.
It's only halacha because it's chatzitza.
I'm sorry?
It's only halacha because it's chatzitza.
That is correct.
So she never removes it.
I'm sorry?
When does she ever remove it?
Now, that situation, she would never remove it. But there are similar situations where there are, I mean, we'll talk about the Nod B'Hin L'Chaz and Sofer, but a Hefzik Tara, or that's more of what you're asking. Right? I mean, yes, it's correct that if you mean that a woman, right, but what you're really asking is the situation of the Nod B'Hin L'Chaz and Sofer where there are certain extraneous situations that make her remove it, but maybe only for a technical reason. So that's the Ravid. And the Ravid seems to be lahalacha. Take a look at the Taz. Take a look at Sif Kaf Gimel Shulchan Aruch. So Mechab writes in Sif Kaf Gimel. Same thing. Hashirim, Anizamim, Vatabos, Vakatlos. So different kinds of necklaces and rings and nose or earrings, we'll see, chains. Imheim refuyim einam chotzeim. So technically speaking, if they're loose and the water could get under them, they're not chotzeitz. Imheim budakim, if they're tight, chotzeim. Fine. Says the Taz of Katan Kaf Gimel, ve'ein lahakshos hamiyashenam akvidhu. Why is it chotzeitz even if it's tight? Isn't it a niyat she'ena makbid that a person has no real interest in removing these rings? Pirush Ravid, lefisha makpedes asira b'shas lisha. No, even though at the moment a woman has no need to remove the ring, but she's going to remove it when she needs the dough, that's considered to be a chatzitza v'hu kahid chutei tzemer disif beis, the Mishnah that we just saw. That's the Ravid. So the Taz says that this din in the Mechaber is predicated on that explanation of the Ravid, that even if you have no interest in removing something now, it doesn't bother you. The fact that there are situations where you remove it, would remove it, make it constitute a chatzitz.
Why would loose then make a difference?
If it's loose, it's not a chatzitz anyway. Even if it's tight, if it's eino makbid, then it's not a chatzitza. And the Ravid says, no, that's the fact that you don't care now doesn't make it eino makbid if you're going to remove it at some other point.
Okay.
Then take a look at the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkatan Beis, Sifkatan Aleph, rather. The Kuf Sadi Ches Sifkatan Aleph. The Piskei Tshuva quotes a Tshuva of the Zichron Yosef, which is, I guess, the next step or extension of this Ravid. Says the Piskei Tshuva, I am the Tshuva Zichron Yosef, Chelek Yeradei Simen Yud, Shekasav, Demikol Makom, Beinan, Dafka Shemakpedes, Liitim, Mizumanas. So, in order for something to be a Kepeda, it has to be that the Kepeda is at certain times. Gosh Shekasav Atasiv Kazin Kafkim, we just saw. The Tabas Mudekas Be'etzba Chotzeitz, Mishum, De Masiras Rishas Lisha. Dare, Im Mikla La Isa Lalish Kama Pa'amim Hayom Omachar, Masirasa. So, if the circumstances will arise that a woman needs to knead, today, tomorrow, multiple times, she's going to remove her ring. Avalim Eina Magpedis Rakpam Achas Isman Meruba, Lo. But, if she's only going to be Makbid at some point down the line, on some rare occurrence, that's not considered a kapeda. That even if she's not makpid right now, less than the chaver sif aleph. Ein perusho ella shemakpeda salav lebasof lizman rachok. It doesn't mean she's not makpid now, but she'll makpid some later time in a long time. Ella perusho she'ena makpedas ata b'shas tefila mikol makom makpedas b'yamim shekodem v'shel acher tefila. She may not be makpid this moment, but she's going to be makpid. Might have been makpid earlier, maybe makpid in a short amount of time. So then, that's considered kapeda. So what is the point of distinction of the Zichron Yosef? When is something considered to be a kapeda? When is something considered not to be a kapeda? Zichron Yosef is saying that if the fact that a woman may remove her rings to knead, that's a pretty frequent occurrence. But if something is going to be only in some rare instance down the road, that wouldn't be a chatzitza. So Ramosha explains the Zichron Yosef as follows. Ramosha, Chelek Aleph, Simen Sadi Zayin. Chelek Aleph, Yerdeya, Simen Sadi Zayin, Anaf Aleph, and a shuv about temporary fillings, which our topic is not yet temporary fillings. We'll talk about that as we go on in the Simen. But in that context, he analyzes this tshuva of the Zichron Yosef. And he writes as follows. Ach yesh lechalek kin mechale bal Zichron Yosef. He quotes what the Piskei Tshuva quotes. He says, so what's this distinction? What is a chatzitza? What's not a chatzitza? So pasha, she'en kavanasa lechalek beizman meruba kigod lemeshach shana ubein zman muad kilemeshach chodesh upachas. It doesn't mean that if you're not going to move for a year, it's okay. If you're going to move within a month, it's not okay. That's totally arbitrary. How would you know where to draw the line? That we don't find any distinction as far as the amount of time till you'd be back. So something like kneading, that's a relatively frequent occurrence that could happen any time. She could decide she's going to bake tonight. She could decide she'll bake tomorrow. That could happen at any point. But if you have a situation where there's no possibility of a kpeda until some point down the line, then that's considered to be ena makpedes until that point down the line. And it doesn't make a difference whether that's going to be in a long time or a short time. So in the context of temporary filling, if you know that the filling is going to be in for a month and then nothing's going to happen within that month, the Moshe thinks that's considered within the Zichron Yosef's analysis to be ena makpedes, as opposed to a ring where you could remove it for kneading or baking at any time, that's considered to be makpid. Yeah.
So nowadays, that most women like have more of a set time, like they need all, but maybe just like on Friday.
A set time
like
for what?
A set time to need. They're not just like all of a sudden inside to make dough for most women. Would that change?
No, but I don't think so. Anyone could decide to bake or knead or cook or do anything at any time.
But most of the time, I assume they don't.
But I know.
That in the time and 200 years ago, every woman needed every day? I don't.
But there were times here and there. But nowadays,
there times here and there. Now?
Most women,
I don't know. I don't know if
they do make.
I don't know if I'm not sure that make a difference.
Do all women even need?
And kneading is an example. It's anything that would make you take the ring off. Okay. So then the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkata and Dalid quotes the Machlokas in Oda Bihuda and the Chasam Sofer. The Sifkata and Tezayin quotes a Machlokas in Oda Bihuda and Chasam Sofer about the following situation. A woman has a tabas that was inserted into the prosdor with some kind of tabas chalshava, some kind of wax object inserted into the prosdor for medical reasons. So the shaila was, is that considered to be a chatzitza? So Evan agrees, the way the Piskei Tshuva presents it, Evan agrees that if the woman needs to remove it for bedikos, and she can't do bedika without removing that tabas in the prozdor, so then that's definitely a chatzitza. The machlokas is between the nozri and the chasen sofer. What about she doesn't have to remove it? She's able to get past the tabas in order to do bedikos, but it has to be removed when a woman gives birth. Excuse me. So is that considered to be a chatzitza if the only time you have to remove it is if a woman's going to give birth? So the chasen sofer thinks that's not a chatzitza, because you're not removing it because of any kapeda. You're not removing it so it doesn't get dirty. You're just removing it because there's a technical problem that there's not enough room for the baby to come out unless you remove the tabas. But so the chasen sofer thinks that's not considered chatzitza. And the Nod Yehuda says even there, as long as you need to remove it for whatever reason, that's considered to be a chatzitza. So Rav Moshe, in that tshuva about the temporary fillings, initially says that the Nod Yehuda and the chasen sofer at first glance seem to be against his analysis of the Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef says that if there's no possibility you're going to remove it now, even if you know you're going to remove it sometime later on, at the moment that's not a chatzitza. So here, you don't have to remove it now because the only situation where you'd have to remove it is either to do bedikos later or if the woman's going to give birth. So then, according to the Zichron Yosef, that shouldn't be a chatzitza. Then he says, no. Then maybe even the chasen sofer and the Nozbi Yehuda could agree to the logic of the Zichron Yosef because, so let's talk about bedik or hefsek tara. So in theory, a woman may need to do a hefsek tara bedik at any point. You know, she could suddenly be soseres, or even if she has a ves kavua, there could be some kilkol and the cycle could be off. So in theory, she may have a need to do a bedik or hefsek at any point. So that's not the same as the temporary filling or something where you know there's no way that you would have any need to remove it until some finite time later on. No, maybe this is more analogous to the Ravid's ring. Okay. The Mishnah in Shabbos, the beginning of the Me'isha, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, has the following. B'me'isha yotza, b'me'isha eina yotza, b'me'ina yotza. Lo teitze isha lo b'chutei samr v'lo b'chutei pishtan v'lo b'ritzu l'shabrosha. These are the things we just encountered in Mitvos Perek Tes. Things that are a chatzitza in the context of Mikvos. So a woman is not allowed to walk outside on Shabbos with these chutei tzemer, chutei pishon in her hair. Lo tirpo behen ad sheterafim. And she can't go to the mikvah with them on until she loosens them. Says the Gemara, tefillah man de karshma. This is Mitzecha Shabbos. Where did tefillah come from? Lo tirpo behen ad sheterafim. That's not her topic. Arav Nachman Yitzchak Kamer, Rabbi Ravua, Matam Kamer. No, the Mishnah is explaining what's the basis of this din of a meisha yotza. Why is it that this is a problem of Hutzah? So since you're not allowed to go to the mikvah wearing these strands until you loosen them, the cave in the Bechol, Lotipol Ben Ashitarafim, Bishabbos Hotetse, Dabim Misraimi, Lotfila Shomitzvah, Vishayi Luhu. I'm concerned that maybe since in Hilchos Chatzitza you have to remove them, so if you're going to wear them outside on Shabbos, maybe you'll be going to the mikvah and you'll come to remove them and carry them. Fine. So that's why the Mishnah brings in Tefillah, because Tefillah is the source, or Hilchos Chatzitza is the reason for this Chumr de Rabbanan not to wear Chutei Tzemer outside on Shabbos. Fine. Then the Gemara has the following. B'aminei Rav Kahana Mirav, Tichi Chalilta Mai. Rashi, Sharsharos Chalchutin, Chalulos Vagulos. So necklaces or chains made out of string that are hollow and round. So are you allowed to wear these outside on Shabbos? Amarlei, Arik Amar, you're asking about something that's woven? Koshu Arik Lagazru. There's no Gzeira de Rabbanan on Hotzah for something which is woven, because, as Rashi explains, it doesn't constitute a chatzitza, because it's loose. Imr Nami, Amar Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yeshua, Koshu Arik Lagazru. Fine. So that's answer number one, that there's no problem if it's Arig because that's loose and doesn't constitute a chatzitza. Vika da Amri, Amar Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yeshua, Chazina Lachvase, Delo Captain Alayu. So they were in Makbid. They were in Makbid. What does that mean, they were in Makbid? The two Lashonos in Rashi. Lahai Lishna, the low kapti, mashma, the kapti, linatlan, me roshan, kishain rosas, asulat, seitham, shabbos. So they were in Makbid. If they would have been Makbid, it would have been usser. Even though it's loose, doesn't make a difference. According to Rashi, what's the concern? That in Hilchas Chatzitza, it's not a problem because it's loose. Something that's loose, Mikra Din is not Chotzitz. Here there's another consideration. It's not that they're Makbid in Hilchas Chatzitza, or it's not that it's a real Chatzitza because it's loose, but they're Makbid to remove it that it shouldn't get dirty. And because they're Makbid to remove it shouldn't get dirty, that's why we'd be concerned about Hotzah. Because then they'd end up carrying it outside. So according to that first Lashon in Rashi, we're not talking about a Chatzitza Mamish, because it's loose. We're talking about a separate consideration that people will take it off so it shouldn't get dirty, and therefore worried about Hotzah. And then according to Rabbosar Shal Rashi, we're talking about a Chatzitza Mamish, that even if it's Rafoi, it's still considered to be a chatzitza. And then the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is the tenifan, that it's dirty. If we're saying that we're not going through anything that's arig, anything that's woven, so it's also arig. If l'hatmana v'shim kepeda came in the tenifan, mikbad kapti alayim. So what emerges is that you have a machlokas Rashi and Rabbosar Shal Rashi, whether a davar she'eino mehudak is still considered to be a chatzitza. So according to Rabbosar Shal Rashi, that's basically the machlokas of two lashonos in the Gemara. If you have something that's roughly, is there still a chatzitza? According to Rashi himself, though, Evan agrees that if it's roughly, there's no chatzitza. And the machlokas here, the two lashonos, is simply, even if there's no chatzitza, is there another consideration that something could get dirty and a woman would be makbid to remove it and therefore potentially violate hotza? Okay, so machlokas Rashi, Rosh Hasharashi, whether, at least according to one lashon in the Gemara, we're concerned that even a davish ena mahudak is going to be chotzitz. So what do we say lahalacha? Is a davar she'ena mehudak, something that's loose, chotzeitz? So the Torah has a lashon which makes it here to Shulchan Aruch. So it's probably easier to see in Shulchan Aruch. In Se'if Beis.
He doesn't use the same language.
I'm sorry?
He doesn't use the same language.
Who doesn't?
The Beis Yosef.
You mean the Torah?
Well, the Beis Yosef doesn't use the same language as the Torah.
So the Torah has a lashon of Ubavash shelo yihum muzhadin lo yihum nitunafin. Right? So let's see it in the Torah. And the Torah in Os Gimel Os Dalet. I'm sorry?
What sif is this?
So in my version here, again, there's no, it corresponds to Sif Gimel and Dalet and Shulchan Aruch. You have a different printing than I do, but it says, this is towards the beginning of the sermon, V'ha d'chutei tzamer pishtan chotzitzin dafka k'shein ma'isa g'deal shehem mehudakim. That's only if they're tight. Aval ima rugim refuyim, but if they're woven and loose, if they're woven refuyim and they're loose, v'enim chotzitzin. Right, so that's the Gemara's distinction between arig and enu arig. That if it's arig, it's considered rafoi, and it's not a chatzitza. Says the Torah, ubelvat shelo yehu mushavin, velo yehu mitunafin. As long as they're not mushavin, as long as they're not mitunafin. What does that mean, mushavin and mitunafin? So Beis Yosef explains that mitunafin is like Rashi. Rashi, that if you're concerned that something is going to get dirty and remove it for that reason, so even though the Ikar Adin, if not for that consideration, wouldn't be a chatzitza, but you still have to remove it because you're worried it's going to get dirty. And Mushavin, that's a reference to, that's a lashon that you have in the Rush there in the beginning of the sixth parak of Shabbos, seven bays. And that's a code word for Abosar Shel Rashi. That even if it is mehudak, even if it's ain't a mehudak, even if it's loose, if it's something valuable, then it's going to be chotzeitz. And that's considered a chatzitza me'ikar adin. So then, mushavin and mitunafim are a code for both Rashi and Rabbi Yosef Rashi. They're a machmir for both, that even something that is Eino Mehudak can still be a chatzitza. The Prisha argues on the Beis Yosef. Look at the Prisha O Zion. Prisha writes, Nirlan Yestait the time of the Mushavin, Lamishim Chatzitza. Not like the Beis Yosef said based on the Rush that Mushavin is an objective chatzitza. Alamishim Aidi de Mirsas. Delo yiskalkel, not that it's a chatzitza per se. Ela what? That it's gold, it's valuable. So the woman's going to be scared, they shouldn't get ruined. Lo tipol rosha b'mayim, kidabai, so she's not going to do a proper tevila. V'chein bin mitunafin, kevin de mirsasa shelo yimcha mayim, she's worried that it shouldn't get ruined. Hatino v'yavo al gufa, lo tipol yafa. That it's dirty, she doesn't want to get herself dirty, she won't be tovel properly. So the Drisha says, no, mitunafin and mushavin are really the same concern. They're both concerns, not that it's objectively a chatzitza, but that we're worried you're not going to do proper tefillah. You won't do proper tefillah on mitunafin because it's dirty and it's going to get you dirty. You're not going to do proper tefillah on mushavin because it's valuable and you don't want it to get ruined. So basically, we understood mushavin, mitunafin are two different things. Mitunafin, that's Rashi Shita, that if it's something that's going to get you dirty, then you're not going to be tovels properly. That's a tzar problem, and it's a tefillah problem. Mushavin is an objective mikra din chatzitza. And the preacher says, no, it's not an objective mikra din chatzitza. It's the same concern that you're not going to do a tefillah properly. What do we assume, lahalacha? So take a look at Sif Gimel, Sif Dalid, in Shulchan Aruch here. Rechava writes, Im achutin ha'elu chalulin, asoy maisa rashas enim chotzitzin. If they're hollow, netted presentation is not chotzitz. Chutei seyar enim chotzitzin, says the Rama, v'im hayu mushavos, if they're golden, chotzitzin. Why? Dimak pedas aleim shelo tenanfeim. If they're golden, it's chotzeitz, because a woman is makbid, that it shouldn't get dirty. V'chein im hayu mitunafim tchila, makpedas aleim shelo tilachlech mehem b'mayim v'chotzen. And if they're dirty, she's worried that she shouldn't get herself dirty. So at first glance, okay, so that's what the Rama says.
How does the Beis Yosef explain that it's a chatzitza, since it's loose?
The Rebbe Yosef Shirashi say, even if it's loose, it's still a chatzitza. That's the both of Sharashi, the second lashon of the
so just say anything, of the Gemara. Anything that is marked on is chitzitza, according to that.
Right. So that's the lashon of the Rama here. Says the Tassif Katan Zayin. What did he mean, Mushavos? To us back pedas alayim lasiram. Then you're going to be makbet to remove them. Ukisha'ena masiram have a chatzitza. That's like the Beis Yosef. And this is Ravosa Shorashi, that even if it's loose, it's still a chatzitza. Chem b'mitunofus back pedas lasiram. And that's Rashi himself. The Taz understood that the Ramah is going like the Beis Yosef. That there are two different things at play here. Mushavos, mitunofos, two different considerations. Musavos is Rabosa Sharashi, that even if it's Eina Mahudak, it's still going to constitute a Chatzitza. Okay. So the Sidrei Tar is bothered with this Rama. Because the Rama, the way we just presented it, is basically saying that you have to be Mafir like Rabosa Sharashi, that even if something is loose, it still constitutes a Chatzitza. So the Sidrei Tara is bothered by the following. Sifkat and Yud Gimel. You can take a look inside if you have it. Din Zaholi Lana Mavucha Rabba. This din of the Rama caused us a lot of problems. Why? Because the Rama, if he's paskening like Rav Elsa Shel Rashi, that even if it's Eina Mehudak, even if it's loose, it's still a Chatzitza, seems to fly in the face of two other halachos in the Siman. So, number one, take a look at Sif Mem Vav. Kuf Sariches Mem Vav. Nida Shetavla Bibigadeha Mutaris Labayla. If a woman, based on the Gemara Beitza Yuches, if a woman goes to the mikvah wearing clothing, it works. Says the Shach Sifkatan Nunvav, Bibigadeha, Nira Dafka Be'osana Begadim Shein Refuyin. We're talking about loose clothing. Avaloba Osan Shemudaka, if they're tight, that's obviously Chatzitza. But if she goes to the mikvah wearing loose clothing, that's a valid tefillah. So you see that if something's Eina Mehudak, it doesn't constitute a Chatzitza. That's problem number one. Problem number two, the din that we saw before, Sifkaf Gemel. Shirim Nizarim Vatabasa Katalos, Imhem Rufuyim Eino Chotzitzin. Rings and the like, if they're loose, are not Chotzitz. So you have two halachas mifurashas that the Rama doesn't argue on. The Rama doesn't argue with either of those halachas that seem to indicate if you have something that's Eina Mehudak, that's Rafoi, it's not a Chatzitza. So how is the Rama here paskening like Rabbi Elsar Sharashi that Mushavin is a problem? Says the Sidrei Tara, V'al pi ha'dechak yesh lomar, given no better option, Disfir leilu deyazu. Dimidaraisa laka chatzitza alabim mididim hadik. Mina Torah, the Rama would say, yeah, mina Torah, there's no chatzitza if it's loose. Elashachamim gozru, afimidi delo mahadik, imhu makbidalav. But the Chachamur goes there, even if something is loose, if you're makbid on it. Veim amru, didafka b'kpeda shehu b'shas tfila hu demakiv. But when Chazal formulated that gzera derabanan, that even something loose is chotzeitz, they formulated it in a more restrictive way. It's only chotzeitz if you're makbid b'shas tfila. Afagabdi lo kapta mikol makom kevin derabu diadam kapti chayis. Mishem hachi, says the Sidrei Tara, don't ask me from shirim nizamim, because that's the case where you're not makbid b'shas tefillah. Yeah, you're makbir b'shas lisha. That's later on. But by davar she'ena mehudak, there only goes there if you're makbir b'shas tefila. The same thing with tovelos b'begadah. We're talking about cheap, loose clothing. That you're not makbir b'shas tefila. V'tzarachiyim. So the Siddur Torah says the best he could do is to suggest for the Ramah that there's a difference between the Dinder Reis and Dinder Rabbanan. Mina Torah, Chatzitza's only problem if it's tight. If it's loose, you're fine. Midir Rabbanan, there it goes, or even if it's loose. But there only goes there if you're Makbid B'Shas Tefila. So in the case of Shirim Nizam, you're not Makbid B'Shas Tefila. In the case of Tovel's B'Begada, you're not Makbid B'Shas Tefila. So there they weren't goes there. Yeah.
Why wouldn't we understand the Ramah similar to, I guess, the Mechaber, considering that he himself in the Beis Yosef quotes both Lashonos of Rashi L'Chumra, that it must be that I have three separate considerations. I have loose,
right,
through the Beis Mayim, whatever it is, and then I have two separate of Mizuhabin and etc. So why wouldn't I say it? So I assume the reason the Ramah doesn't argue in Mem Zion, for example, is because that's talking about a case where neither of those things are problematic. It's neither valuable nor is it dirty. So loose clothes is okay.
But the Ramah in Sif Gittal, it says, Im hayu mus havos, chosis in, demak pedas alem to let tenafim. That if it's gold, your makbid, you don't want the gold to get dirty.
Right.
So that's the Rabos of Sharashi, that even if it's Eina Mehudak, that's still considered a chatzitza.
Right, so I'm saying in Mem Zion, where it's talking about her clothes,
right,
that she's not wearing any gold. So the issues brought up in this...
No, but gold is an example, meaning if Mushavos means that therefore it's a chatzitza, so that's just a prototype for something Eina Mehudak still being a chatzitza. And you see that even if it's tight, even if it's loose, there'll still be a chatzitza.
So I guess the way I understood the Beis Yosef is,
you know, the case of begadim, that's definitely a rov. You know, the majority of the women is covered by clothing, right? So the only reason it wouldn't be a chatzitza is if you say in principle something that's loose can't be a chatzitza. But once you acknowledge something that's loose can be a chatzitza, that's already rov, so that'll have to be a chatzitza.
Right.
That's the kasha.
Okay, so meaning when we understand Zahavan, that's not necessarily something exceptionally valuable like gold. That's anything of value, which really would cover all clothing.
Musavin is an example of something that could constitute a chatzitza, even if it's Eina Mehudak. But once you establish that something that's loose could still constitute a chatzitza, so then you treat something loose as anything that's tight, and if it's going to be rov, even if you're not makbid, so it's still Zion that you're not makbid on the cheap clothing, but it's still rov.
So it doesn't have anything to do with actually being mezuhavim.
That's an example, but that's not the only case.
It's arbitrary, right. So it's not like a true protocol. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so that's a suggestion of the Sidri Tara to distinguish between the Rice and the Rabbanan, and a more limited Issa the Rabbanan that only applies where the Davar She'eino Mehudak is. Your makbid on b'shas tefila. Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing as well in Se'if Tes Zion. Now, the R on that, excuse me, take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger on Se'if Kaf Gimel. Rabbi Akiva Eger on Se'if Kaf Gimel and the din of Shir Menuzamim says as follows. I am Meshuvas Tashbates. Shelchiach, Didavka Nizmei. I'm sorry, the next one. Imheim Refuyim Einem Chosesim. I am Shachanarach Arachayim, Hilchas Natila Sidayim. Shekazav Armah, De'ein Anu Bekiyin Mahu Rafli. We don't really know what's considered to be loose. V'imisupakas Im Tavla, B'tabas HaRefuya, V'shimsha, Einasvicha Lipel Shenis. If a woman's not sure whether she went to the mikvah with the tavas refuyah, you don't have to go to the mikvah again. But the first point was that we don't know exactly what's considered to be roughly. The lashon the Ramah there in Ilchas Netilas Yadayim, Arachayim Kusamach Aleph, is as follows. The Ramah writes, "Sarach lahasir hatavas me al yad b'shas n'tilas yadayim." You have to remove a ring when you wash n'tilas yadayim. Afilu hu rafui, even if it's loose. Afilu ena makbid la b'shas n'tila, even if you're not makbid at that time. Hoil umakbid alav b'shas she'osa malacha, as long as you're makbid at a different time. Shalei tan fener, that it shouldn't get dirty. And then the Rama says, "V'nagu tzas lahakel imu rafay." That some are makel if it's loose. Some al yesh lahachmir. He ain't on a bekim eza mikri rafay. That we don't really know for sure what's considered rafay. That's the context that the Rebbe Kibaker quotes. That we're not bekim in what's considered rafay. So the Sidur Tara seems a little difficult in light of this. In light of this Rama, Sidur Tara's suggestion was that mina Torah adar shein rafa isn't chotzeitz. We're machmir mid rabbanan, but only if you're machmir b'shas tevila. And the Ramah says in the Tilas Yadayim that we're machmir on eino rafay, even if you're not machmir b'shas tevila, even if only machmir some other time. So that's the difficulty with the Sidur Tara. Sidur Tara saying for the Ramah here that you're only Rali Machmir Bidurabanan if you're Machmir B'Shas Tevila. The Ramah Netilas Yadayim says we're Machmir Bidurabanan, we're Machmir L'maisa, even if you're not Machmir B'Shas Tevila, or B'Shas Netilas in that case. That seems to be a little difficulty with the Ramah, with the Sidur Tara. The Sidur Tara's conclusion is that he still finds this Ramah difficult. He says that if there's another tzad lahakel, then you could be makel by something that's rafay, even if you're makbid. Because it's only the tzad rabbanon. But you have to have that other tziraf in order to be makel. And the Piskei Shuvah in Sifkat and Dalet quotes excerpts of this Sidrei Tara. And he thinks that the Iker is like the Prisha. That we're not makbid for both the Shorashi. that a Dover She'ena Muhudak is not going to be Chotzeitz. And Musavin is no different than Mitunafim, not like the Beis Yosef. If that's the preference of the Piskei Tshuva.
He just flat out disagrees with the
Shofar and the Ramah. Well, no, the Ramah is in Mefurash. You know, the Ramah, he thinks that's exactly Bishan the Ramah. Because we read, the way the Taz read the Ramah was like the Beis Yosef, that Musavos and Mutunafos are really two different things. Musavos reflects Davar She'en Mehudak Bin Chotzeis. Mutunafim is, even if it's not a Chatzis, so you're still not going to get you dirty, right? But the Prisha understood that both are the same, so you could read that into the Ramah.
This question says it should be machmer anyway.
It should be machmer anyway, but he thinks that Mikra Adin, he's more inclined to the reading of the Prisha. Now, according to Rabbosa Shalrashi, if you're machmer and a davar she'ena mehudak, then that's close. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? According to that sheet of Rabbosa Shorashi. So the Sefer Mereshes Moshe, Simon Kuf Kaf Beis, he points out that the Mashmos from Rashi's presentation of Rabbosov is that it's a Din D'oraisa. Because the Lashon of Rashi, there in Shabbos, is Rabbosai Mefarshin, HaKepeda Linyan Chatzitza, Kedakai Malan, Rubo Umakbid Lav Choseitz. That is considered to be a Kepeda for Chatzitza. As we hold that Rubo Makbid is Chotzeitz. So Rubo Makbid, that's definitely Din D'oraisa. And he equates it to Rubo Makbid. So it sounds like this is also a Din D'oraisa. But if it's a Din D'oraisa, not so clear what the source would be. So he quotes The Mereshes Moshe quotes a Tshuva Zecher Yitzchak Simen Samach Aleph. He writes the following to explain Rabbi Osir Sharashi. V'nir Tzfirlei Tahad B'makbi Lo Mahani After Aili B'maya. So why is it that even if it's loose and water can get through, it's still Chatzitza? Hainu V'davar Shemakbi Lasiram Be'ez Rechitza. And that's something that you'd be happy to remove when you wash yourself. Anything that you wouldn't normally wear while you're washing yourself is a chatzitza. That's not considered yerchatz. So maybe that's the source for Rabbi Osir Shel Rashi. Look back at the Rebbe Akiva Eiger in Kuf Gimel. There was a... We skipped the first comment to Rebbe Akiva Eiger. And that din of Shirim Unuzamim, Ayim Shuvas Tashpeitz, Shelchiach, Didavka Nizme Av Chotzitzim. That what is considered to be a Chatzitza, if it's Mehudak, if it's tight, that's only nose rings. Aval nizme ozen ein chotzesim, but earrings are not chotzets. Vayim v'shuvas bach shekasa behipach de nizme ozen afilu refuim chotzesim. The bach says no, that earrings, even if they're loose, are chotzets. Why? He explains that by earrings, where gozer ena mehudak atu mehudak, even if it's loose, because earrings are a tircha to remove. So we're worried if you're going to allow loose earrings, you may come to allow tight earrings. Okay. So the Tashbeitz, who distinguishes between nose rings and earrings, that earrings are not chotzeitz, writes as follows. Why is that so? Why are earrings not chotzeitz? Because he says it's a miyud she'eno makbid, because you're not generally makbid on earrings, lo bishas she'ena, v'lo bishas rechitza. That people don't remove their earrings when they go to sleep, and they don't remove their earrings when they wash themselves. So the Badi Shulchan suggests, page Mem Zayin, maybe that was in the time of the Tashbeitz. At the time of the Tashbeis, maybe women never switched their earrings. So that was considered Eino Makbid. They never removed it to go to sleep or to wash themselves. But nowadays, women always switch their earrings. Even if the earrings are all the same size, they still switch them. They still switch them, if only for fashion reasons, even if for no other reason. So he thinks that even the Tashbeis would agree that nowadays earrings would be chotzeitz as well. Hopefully no one's wearing nose rings, but even if the Tashbeitz was makbid bizmano on earrings, that nowadays things may be different. Okay. The Mordechai writes as follows, Oth Tavshin Nun Aleph. Nashim Sheyesh Lehem Valkstrach Misaros Shenasa Lehem Kalilos Machmas Shade. So, Mordechai is describing some kind of braids that women would make in their hair, which was done to ward off demons. V'sakanos nefasha segalcho, and it would be mortal danger to shave off these braids, because otherwise the demons will come and get you. So it has to be to explain how. Delo chaitzi. So in this situation where there's a sakana to remove the braids, That's not a chatzitza. Why? Dekevan demahaki tuva zeba ze. Since they're tightly interwoven. Havi kibalua ube sasarim. So that's like it's balua. And it's like besasarim. So the Rav Osner points out, the Shir Shevet Levi, Sivav Ozayin, it doesn't mean Beis Astarim, it means Beis Ablia. Because Beis Astarim, you have an area that's normally covered in the body, has to be Raila Biasmayim. Beis Ablia in your throat doesn't even have to be Raila Biasmayim. So it means Beis Ablia. Fine. So here, says the Mordechai, since it's interwoven, it's like the Beis Astarim, Delamitame. V'keva delamitame lo chaitzi. And therefore, it doesn't pose a chazitza. The ode, the kaimelan shlosha nimin kishuros enachot. So then, if you have three hairs that are woven over each other, not a chazitza. Filu lo chashavti lukabalu Beis Astarim. V'lovi kechasicha achas. Kaimel shlosha nimin enachot. Mishum delamahaki. It's not tight, and the water goes through. The ode came to Lomasi Lagachman Yesakana, since you can't shave because of the danger. Havirabise, it's considered part of you. Velo Chaitzi, just like Uber, the Gemara and Ayin Chasi Divamas, the Mubarish and Eskaira, that the Benayin Sarech Tfila, because the embryo is considered part of the woman, Hainu Rebisei, even if you all do. Relav Yarachimo. Okay. So this Mordechai is quoted in part in the Ramah in Se'if Vav. The Ramah says, Osan sheyesh lehen kemin klios sa'aros divuko zubazu. So women who have these braids that are connected to each other. Vinaseis belayla ayide shade, and was made at night by a demon. This akanala serum is dangerous to remove it. Lo chaitzi. Fine. So look at the Gilyan Marsha over here. The Gilyan Marsha summarizes what we just saw in the Mordechai, and he points out that there are actually multiple reasons in the Mordechai, and it's kind of difficult to read the Mordechai straight. But number one, the Mordechai says, Einamak pedas. Number two, Yoser Minima Achas is like more than one's hair tied in itself. Number three, Behudak Tuva, it's tightened. Number four, Sakana Haina Rabise. And some of these reasons seem to be contradictory. Now the one that he says that it's Behudak, it's tight. And the other hand he says it's Eina Behudak and the water gets around it. So which one is it? So by the Shulchan says, Sivkatan and Beis could be both. That sometimes you may have a tzir of these braids that are very tight, and sometimes you may have a tzir where it's very loose. But either one, either situation, there are grounds lahakel. The Aruch HaShulchan, Sivkat Zayin, has another reason from the Levush, which is that what the Mordechai says, as considered Eino Makbid. Now he's bothered. What do you mean, Eino Makbid? We're talking about, we're choshish for the Gaonim, that hair is looked at as its own unit. And here we're talking about braids that are the majority of the hair. So even if it's Eino Makbid, it's still a rov. So that's what the Siddur Torah says. And then maybe there you have to come out into the Haina Rabise. That even if it's rov, but if it's Haina Rabise, if it's part of you, then that wouldn't be a chazitza. So what emerges here is that in a situation of sakana, even though there is a sakana, but the fact that there's a sakana in and of itself isn't enough to make it eino makbid, at least if it's rov sayar, then you have to come out to Haina Rabisa, you have to come out to this is part of the person, and it's not considered to be something external that is chotzeitz.
Could you use the same concept by like a cast, for example? Because that would be dangerous to remove.
So that gets into the question of, we'll talk about casts a little bit later, but that gets into the question that the Shira Sheva Levi raises here for the Imre Yosher. What kind of sakana are we talking about? Are we talking about a constant sakana that's never going to go away, or even a one-time sakana? So the context of the Mordechai is a constant sakana. The shade that we're going to be out to get you for the rest of your life. So there's no way out. So maybe that's only if it's constant sakana, but if it's a temporary sakana that could pass, then you don't have the right to be mekel. The Imre Yosher is mekel even by a temporary sakana.
What exactly does that mean? Like in the case of where you have a broken arm,
right?
It's temporary in terms of as long as your arm is broken,
right?
It's sakana, but right now it is broken, and
right, but it's going to. Right, but it could be rectified within a certain finite amount of time.
Meaning, just the arm will heal.
Right. Okay. Again, this goes back to the issue of temporary fillings and the Zichron Yosef. So we'll get back to some of the Lemaisa applications later on. But that's that's this issue of Sakana. Of the additional reason of Heinrich Bisei or the Mordechai. Yeah.
He's saying Heinrich Bisei because of Sakana, right?
He's saying Heiner Vise because of the sakana.
So same thing with a cast.
Right.
It's Heiner Vise because you don't take a cast off when you have a cast. So it should be the same.
Could be. Okay, we'll talk about that again. But if you may only have license to say Heiner Vise if it's a constant sakana that's never going to go away. I mean, if the shadim are going to disappear, the shadim go hibernate in the winter, and they won't be around much longer, so then maybe you don't have the right to rely on Heiner Rebisa if you have another way out soon. So there is a lashon in the Or Zeruah, Simon Shin Samach Beis. As follows. So he quotes the Mordechai. That din of Mubarish and Eskai Rahainer Abisei. To the Kol Shekain, Sa'aro, She'ena Ome Ligazes, if you have hair that you're never going to cut, the Rabisei Hu V'chashiv Kugufei. That's considered to be part of the body. It's like your fingers. Kaven sheyef shelakotzan, afagav deritzona lo nicha lehu behu, hashtem the rabisaihu. Ve'emu afilu yaseh derabana ledunu keruben shenamakrit v'lo zina basar ruben d'inshi alabasar t'day. So if you're never going to cut it, so it's no different than any other part of your body. Even though you'd rather not have been in this situation, you'd rather not have to deal with the shadim. And you don't particularly care for the locks or the braids, but Bashir Husham. So that becomes like an extension of your body. And then that's Heiner Abisei, that's considered to be Ruba She'ena Makbe. Rabbi Reis had a situation that he dealt with in the Baz Din that he wrote up, reprinted in his Sefer, of a Gioris who came to Megayer, and she had dreadlocks. Which were not easily or feasibly removed. So he thought that this is even better than the Mordechai's case. That it's here, this is also Heiner Abisei because this is how her hair grows, and certain people have to keep their hair in such a way, and it's not going to work without it, and they never remove these dry locks. So then there also is arguably Heiner Abisei. There is a Pesachei Shuva in Sifkat and Vav, the course of Chamude Daniel. Nir she tzvicha lahashas b'mayim as she yikanes b'mayim heitev. That even if you have these redlocks or braids that the Mordechai speaks of, you still have to soak it in water until the water gets through as much as possible. So that that would be relevant to the dreadlock situation as well. Okay, we'll stop here. And next time, we'll pick up with the din of Asima Senayim and contact lenses. And again, just keep on going, Viter, and the 7 is pretty much going to go in order.
Okay. Do you need more of a recovery or?